President Trump's America First agenda is finally here.
House Speaker Mike Johnson hailed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that passed the House after all-night debates.
It will make all the difference in the daily lives of hardworking Americans. The Dallas waitress pulling overtime. The Detroit mom counting bills late at night. The Kentucky coal miner waiting on his second chance. It revives our economy. It will deliver historic tax relief. It will make the largest investment in our border security in a generation.
It makes permanent Republicans' 2017 tax cuts and gives $4.5 trillion in tax breaks, mostly for the wealthy, and some relief for the working class, including elimination of taxes on tips, overtime pay, and car loans. To offset trillions in these tax cuts, the budget slashes safety net programs, including some $800 billion in Medicaid funding and some $200 billion in SNAP food benefits, imposing work requirements for them. That's not a fair trade-off for Democrats like Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts.
We're talking about generations of harm, lives lost because of defunded cancer research, pregnant mothers denied essential health care, school lunch programs gutted, our babies hungry, and for what? To line the pockets and stroke the egos of a few petty billionaires?
The nonpartisan CBO Congressional Budget Office estimates 8.6 million fewer Americans will have health care coverage, and 3 million low-income people will lose their SNAP food benefits. Those seeking Medicaid health care who are able-bodied adults without dependents would need to fulfill 80 hours a month on a job or in community service. The same goes for those up to age 64 seeking food aid. Some parents of children older than 7 years old would also need to fulfill work requirements. This week, the CBO said the GOP budget will increase wealth at the top while shrinking resources for the poorest. Matthew Frost, a Florida Democrat, blasted Republicans for the budget provisions.
Republicans would have us believe that the person most likely to steal from you is a person in a hoodie, a black person in a hoodie, or an immigrant. The people stealing from Americans. It's people wearing suits and ties and congressional pins sitting in this Capitol right now. Not in some random alley wrapped in darkness, but in the United States Congress wrapped in the flag.
The budget's tax relief for the middle class includes increasing the standard deduction for single filers by $1,000, jointly $2,000. It increases the child tax credit $500 maximum and increases tax deductions for eligible seniors up to $4,000. It also increases the state and local tax SALT deduction cap by $10,000 for those making up to $500,000 annually. Republicans framed Democratic opposition as pursuing an increase in taxes and adding to what the GOP says is inherited economic woes of the previous Democratic Biden administration. Steve Scalise of Louisiana is majority whip.
All these tax breaks you're talking about to millionaires and billionaires, but in fact, to help the working families of this country who are struggling. They struggled after 4 years of the last administration. The weight of the failures of their policies that raised inflation, raised interest rates, made homeownership unachievable, made the ability to fill their own grocery carts unachievable.
Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are making tough times harder, not better.
Costs aren't going down, they're going up. Inflation is out of control. Insurance rates remain stubbornly high. Our Moody's rating, our credit rating, has been downgraded. Republicans are crashing this economy in real time and driving us toward a recession.
The GOP budget is a Republican wish list. While giving tax breaks to the wealthy, it slashes green energy tax breaks from the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. It now heads to the Senate, where Democrats say they'll put up a fight. Here's Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Much of the clean energy industry will be dead. As I said, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of jobs will be lost. Donald Trump, what you're doing is absolutely stupid and counterproductive. You don't even know what you're doing. You just think, oh, clean energy, let's get rid of it. We'll rely on oil, gas, and coal. Well, there ain't enough oil, gas, and coal to fuel the world, and it's more expensive to do it.
The budget also defunds Planned Parenthood by stripping it of Medicaid dollars. The reproductive health organizations now warning 200 of its clinics are at risk. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark of Massachusetts spoke against those cuts.
Republicans have already decimated access to safe abortions in this country. So what does this provision actually do? It further defunds women's health care. It defunds cancer screenings, prenatal care, postpartum services, fertility treatments, preventative care. 96% of Planned Parenthood's clinical work has nothing to do with abortion, but everything to do with serving millions of women, most of them overwhelmingly in rural and underserved areas.
While cutting social safety nets, the 1,000-plus page budget adds $350 billion in new spending, $150 billion of that going to the Pentagon, including for the president's new Golden Dome defense shield, the rest for President Donald Trump's mass deportation and border security agenda. Pushback on some of the GOP provisions worked. Republicans removed a bill that would have mandated the sale of more than 500,000 acres of national public lands to oil, gas, and housing developers after public land advocates, including veterans and environmental groups, raised alarm. Overall, the CBO estimates the bill will still add to the national debt, $3.8 trillion. That drove two hardline conservatives to still vote against it, including Thomas Massie of Kentucky, a deficit hawk who called the bill a debt bomb ticking. Republicans are expected to use the budget reconciliation process to fast-track the bill through the Senate. Democrats say they'll resist. But as a minority party, there's only so much they can do. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Christina Onnestad.